had our call, and you remember I went on the phone at the end of the call, brought to Bill's attention the basic cable, and stressed on him the need to see whether there was anything new which could be added in any meeting he would have with the press later on. Bill then called McNaughton. McNaughton said that, Bill said to McNaughton he didn't know what he, Bundy, could put out that hadn't already been put out by the Pentagon. McNaughton said he was unfamiliar with the matter but would ask Art Sylvester or Art's deputy Phil Goulding to get in touch with Bill. McNaughton then did get in touch with Sylvester. He called Bundy, who said that the president feels we are telling a different story. Can you tell me what has been put out at the Pentagon today? Sylvester said he didn't think anything new but would check. He then finished his call, checked with Phil Goulding, who was on duty that day, and asked him to call Bundy. Goulding then did call Bundy, and they discussed what had been put out on Saturday. Goulding said that after discussion, we in Washington had decided to put out nothing here, but were working on getting the story cleared up in Saigon. That Sunday morning, first thing, the captains of the teams were to appear at a press conference along with Stilwell and or Westmoreland, and that pictures taken on the ground were going to be put out at that session if they were satisfactory. Bundy said he would try his hand at a release based on the cables already in. Goulding said okay, and that was the end of that conversation. Later in the afternoon, Bundy called me back at Camp David. He said he had reviewed the cables, he had checked with Saigon, and there was nothing new of significance to add. He said that he would put out a statement based on the cables, and he outlined to me the 3 points that he intended to make. We then discussed whether he should call in the press as opposed to putting out a statement. And he said that he felt it was best that he not try to get the press in at that late hour of the afternoon, but get the statement out and to get it out right away through the regular public information part of the State Department, and that closed the conversation. So that's the whole history of it that afternoon.
Have you talked to Bundy this morning?
No, I have not talked to him. I want to talk to you first, sir, and then...
I would, and I'd ask Sylvester and Goulding who they discussed it with.
They discussed it with nobody. That's the whole thing. That's the total. They've discussed it with nobody.
And McNaughton's talked to no one about it?
He's talked to no one about it.
Well, four people in Pentagon, you and Sylvester and Goulding and McNaughton, that apparently know about... Did they all know that I had suggested that they clear up their story?
Well, let's see.
Was Sylvester and Goulding told of that fact? I can't imagine they're talking without dropping a name.
Bundy told Sylvester that the president feels we are telling a different story. Hmm. I've got that in my notes here from Art this morning. And I guess when Bill talked to McNaughton, I would think it fair to say that that was part of the discussion, yeah.
Well, he spread it around pretty good. Now, there are four of them over there, and I don't know who Bill told in his own department, but one of them's talked to Roland Evans. Did any of these folks say that Evans had made any inquiry of them?
No, they have not, but let me tie them down on that, Mr. President, and make sure. I'll just double-check that again.
And I would take the position, if I were you, that you had it brought to your attention very forcefully and somewhat irritatingly, that the State Department people agreed that it was a farce. It wasn't, they implied that the raid wasn't any good. And what we were trying to do is get the facts out.
Right.
Get the cable that we were looking at published.
Right. Now, who do you think I should talk to, if anybody, now, Mr. President?
You'll talk to Sylvester and Goulding and say,
right,
our honor's at stake. And the three people over here knew about it. McNaughton,
right.
Sylvester and Goulding. Now, who did you talk to that might have dropped this?
Right.
Because Evans has it. And he's not a friend of mine. So I know I didn't give it to him. And I'm just getting awfully sensitive about these people we can't trust. And if I can't call with the Undersecretary of Defense with me, and I can't call the Assistant Secretary of State, and I know I can't call the Secretary.
Well, I sure as hell didn't discuss it with him, Mr. President.
I know.
No discussion, but I will double-check the others.
And let's see what our story is going to be to Evans when he called.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.